Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the teen gunman who killed four people at a Georgia high school has pleaded guilty. Some people weren't happy with Trump's visit to the state on Wednesday. And with everyone worried about bad lettuce, farmers are saying to buy greens grown in greenhouses.
And so we don't have the surface water contamination issues.
Today is Friday, July 24th. I'm Sophie Gratis, and this is Georgia Today. The Georgia teenager who shot and killed four people at Appalachie High School has pleaded guilty to all 55 counts against him. 16-year-old Colt Gray's plea included murder and other charges. It was followed by testimony from shooting survivors and family members of victims in a courtroom in northeast Georgia's Barrow County this morning. Brianna Skirmahorn, mother of Mason Skirmahorn, who died in the 2024 attack, said adults failed Gray, but he knew the difference between right and wrong.
He knew that bringing a weapon into a school was wrong. He knew that pulling that trigger was wrong. He knew that every choice he made that day would forever alter countless lives. The failures of the adults around him may explain parts of his story, but they do not excuse the decisions that he made. Those decisions were his and his alone, and because of those decisions, my Macy Mace is gone. My family, both biological and chosen, have been forced to endure horrors that no family should ever experience.
Murder carries a minimum sentence of life in prison. The judge in the case will have to decide whether Gray should be eligible for parole after hearing victim statements, evidence, and a summary of the case from the prosecution and defense. Gray's attorney has indicated that he intends to call three witnesses, a psychologist, a counselor at the juvenile detention center where Gray has been held, and his grandmother. The hearing is expected to extend into this evening and as late as Monday. The school district in Metro Atlanta's Cobb County is defending its decision to host President Donald Trump at one of its high schools this week. Trump's appearance at Wheeler High School was billed as a policy speech but turned into a campaign rally for Republicans. At a school board meeting last night, Superintendent Chris Ragsdale called the presidential visit a, quote, rare and historic honor, and pushed back against criticism of the event.
We do not control the president, the White House, the Secret Service, or the content of any remarks or who the president asks to speak. What a president chooses to say is not known until the moment he starts to speak. What is known is the White House chose our schools because of the high quality choices we offer our families.
At the packed and tense meeting, furious audience members accused school officials of deceiving and disrespecting them. As the investigation into the Cyclospora outbreak continues, more people are wondering where their produce comes from and how it's grown. Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper on Wednesday urged consumers to support local farms and choose Georgia-grown lettuce. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more from a farm based in Macon.
Lettuce and cilantro packaged with the words greenhouse grown means they're produced using nutrient-rich water and not soil. Steve Bradley is the president of Cox Farms in Macon, one of North America's largest greenhouse operators. He says hydroponic farming, including their Bright Farms facility in Macon, protects against parasites like Cyclospora using reverse osmosis and UV filtration.
And so we don't have the surface water contamination issues. We don't have wildlife roaming around, you know, through the fields. And of course, we don't have a lot of people, you know, coming in contact with the products.
Bradley says their facilities across the U.S. and Canada produce about 450 million pounds of produce every year in greenhouses. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
The military defense bill passed by the U.S. House on Wednesday contains a provision aimed at protecting services at Eisenhower Army Medical Center at Fort Gordon in Augusta. U.S. Representative Rick Allen highlighted the provision responding to reports of potential service cuts at the hospital. A former accountant has been sentenced to federal prison for laundering funds stolen from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. The U.S. Attorney's Office, Northern District of Georgia, said yesterday that Ronald Diebler was sentenced to 4 years in prison following his federal conviction for conspiring to launder $5.3 million stolen from CHOA. Diebler was also ordered to pay restitution of more than $650,000. Diebler was found guilty by a jury on February 12, 2026. As the Port of Savannah welcomes more and bigger ships, the need to house all those goods has surged. Nearly 600 warehouses now dot the greater Savannah area, according to a new database. GPB's Jillian Mactoto has more.
165 million square feet in Chatham and neighboring counties are dedicated to warehouses, about the size of nearly 3,000 football fields. That's according to a new map released earlier this month by nonprofits 100 Miles, Savannah Riverkeeper, and Ogeechee Riverkeeper. Jeff Beauvais with 100 Miles says this makes warehouses the most common form of industrial development on Georgia's coast. But an idea of their numbers wasn't known until now.
People can say, you know, enough is enough with these warehouses. And now we can put a number on that.
100 Miles is encouraging the public to submit more warehouse data points on their website. For GPB News, I'm Jillian Mactoto in Savannah.
An iconic and beloved Atlanta restaurant says it's accepting reservations for the first time in its 80-year history. Mary Mac's Tea Room made the announcement this month in a shift for the business, known for Southern comfort food and long lines. The endearing eatery frequently appears in national and international media, most recently during the World Cup. The restaurant says only about 20% of its seating capacity in six dining rooms is reserved, so walk-in seating is still available. That is it for today's edition of Georgia Today. If you would like to learn more about these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And if you haven't yet hit subscribe on this podcast, take a moment right now and keep us current in your podcast feed, wherever that may be. If you have feedback, we would love to hear it. You can email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Sophie Gradas. We'll be back next Monday. Have a great weekend.